I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ethiopia's latest conflict leaves believers in mourning. Learn why. And rumbles of recession in Europe create gospel opportunities. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Drone strikes killed 10 civilians yesterday in Mekelle, the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region. One Christian woman died after her house was hit. Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs, Korea.
The Christian community is mourning. Pastor T actually approached me and asked that we raise up prayers for Ethiopia, Tigray, and for the Tigray Christians, and actually all the Christians in Ethiopia.
The civil war in Ethiopia ignited again in recent weeks. Over the weekend, the Tigray Liberation Front offered a ceasefire, but the Ethiopian central government has yet to respond. Unfortunately, some Christians within Ethiopia have advocated for continuing attacks.
People who are called prophets have arisen among the evangelical leaders who are quite strong across Ethiopia and their support of the government. And they've shared the message to say, God is with you. Now is the time to move forward. And so Pastor T and other Tigray Christians are grieved. For them, it is a time of real mourning for the death of their Christian sister.
Please pray for peace in the Tigray region and ask God to bring unity to the church in Ethiopia.
That Christians would be able to differentiate between politics and faith.
United States prison cells provide a captive audience for the message of Islam. Approximately 9% of state and federal prisoners follow Islam, but inmates aren't the only ones becoming Muslim. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says a man we'll call Mike grew up in a Christian home.
Working in a prison, he started hearing inmates talk about Islam. He started reading the Quran, picking up the Hadith, asking questions. Lo and behold, he converted to Islam and has his wife and children convert to Islam.
Mike soon found a religious fervor in Islam that he never had in Christianity.
He wanted to go to the Middle East and study under imams in Saudi Arabia, different places like that.
On the surface, it looked like Mike and his family were forever changed.
But God kept pursuing him through relationships, through dreams. People prayed for him. One of them was his father that kept praying for him.
Learn how Mike's story ends in a brand new video from I Found the Truth. If you have a family member like Mike, check out the video and find encouragement from the Lord.
The Holy Spirit is still active, still reaching out to them after they have left their faith.
For the first time in decades, the dollar and the euro have equal buying power. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries.
There's a parity, and that's amazing, and it's great for missionaries who end up having better buying power for the money that they raise to live here. However, you know, of course, that's a challenge for Europe.
Many economists in Europe worry about slipping into recession. Europe largely depends on Russia for natural gas. As winter approaches, Russia has threatened to cut off supplies over the war in Ukraine.
It reinforces why it's so important that we share the gospel through media. We know that Christ's message becomes more valuable to people who are in crisis, who are considering, why is life the way it is? What is happening to me? Where do I put my focus?
International Media Ministries wants to put the story of Jesus on every screen they can.
One of the ways we do that is to support Christian European Visual Media Association, which is a loose group, almost a family, if you will, who are creating videos, creating social media, creating films. The burden that these people carry in places where there's a very small Christian community is huge.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.